I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. China continues its massive relief effort, but planning has started for a midterm crisis response. International Aid's Miles Fish says they've been asked to help rebuild medical infrastructure. Their response hinges on funding, which could be threatened by crisis fatigue. The effort remains at a critical stage. Fish says it's the perfect opportunity to exemplify the gospel.
We are engaged in what we do for reasons that are deeper than just the popular press. This is a kingdom issue. These people are made in the image of God. They have value. We have the opportunity to assist them, and we're very hopeful that people of the faith are going to step forward.
Next, a film about Christ's life, created for women by the Jesus Film Project, touches on the emotional issues sin creates. Already shown in 30 countries, the film was recently released in the U.S. It's called Magdalena, Released from Shame. Jenny Steinbach says,
we are hoping that women will come away with a visual picture of God's great love and forgiveness for them, and that they will know how to begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and that they will have a vision to share this film with their friends and family.
And infant mortality rates in Afghanistan have declined by 18% since 2003, partly because of the work of Cure International. Cure opened a hospital, a clinic, and a maternity ward in Kabul, Afghanistan in 2005. The hospital and clinic serve 110 women every month. Cure is also providing advanced training in women's health for Afghan medical professionals. They're able to provide physical healing and more to the women and children they serve. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'd like to invite you to join me on a trip to Guatemala, October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other Eminent listeners and Orphan Outreach to serve orphans by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.